AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The 22-year-old man suspected of opening fire with a reported semi-automatic rifle at a gay nightclub is being held on murder and hate crime charges. El Paso County District Attorney Michael Allen telling reporters.
We do not tolerate bias-motivated crimes in this community. Now, we support communities that have been maligned, harassed, and intimidated and abused. And that's one way that we can do that.
Five people were killed, 17 others wounded in the shooting. The suspect, Anderson Lee Aldrich, was arrested a year and a half before the attack. He allegedly threatened his mother with a homemade bomb at that time, forcing neighbors in surrounding homes to evacuate while the bomb squad and crisis negotiators talked him into surrendering. There is no record of formal charges from those incidents. Allen told reporters he cannot comment on sealed cases. Questions are being raised as to why Aldrich didn't have his firearms taken away by local authorities under the state's red flag laws. An SUV crashed through the front window of an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts, killing one person, a 65-year-old man, injuring 16 others. Police are investigating, but haven't said if the crash was accidental or intentional. White House Christmas tree delivered. President Biden has pardoned a couple of turkeys, chocolate and chips, named after his favorite ice cream. The President and First Lady Jill Biden spent the evening at a Thanksgiving-style dinner at a Marine Corps Air Station, Cherry Point, North Carolina.
As I said, you represent 1% of the population. You defend the rest of us. You are the backbone, the sinew, the spine of the country.
The service members and their families came from Cherry Point, Camp Lejeune, and Marine Corps Air Station New River. Oregon Governor Kate Brown pardoning an estimated 45,000 people convicted of simple possession of marijuana. Comes a month after Biden did the same under federal law. This is AP News.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year, happy holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Need a great holiday gift for that special someone? Shop on Tuckett's Black Friday early access and grab the perfect style at up to 50% off. Untucked shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. Save big on our iconic button-downs, super soft flannels, and cozy sweaters during our biggest sale of the year. Shop Untucked's Black Friday early access sale today for up to 50% off at Untucked.com or 80-plus stores. Untucked shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Now to Iran and its nuclear program.
Iran says it's begun producing enriched uranium at 60% purity at its underground Fordow nuclear plant. Iran's official news agency described the step as a response to a recent resolution by the UN's nuclear watchdog, who did not elaborate, but the increased enrichment is seen as a significant addition to the country's nuclear program. Enrichment to 60% purity is one short technical step away from weapons-grade levels at 90%. Non-proliferation experts have warned in recent months that Iran now has enough 60% enriched uranium to reprocess its fuel for at least one nuclear bomb. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi is seriously concerned that Iran has still not engaged on the agency's probe into man-made uranium particles found at certain sites in the country. I'm Charles Dillagherty.
And I'm Linda Foley, AP News.
We'll be right back.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
MyShiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call 262-232-8164. at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. An 11-year-old boy is dead, accidentally shot in the chest when another hunter was trying to unload his gun. Authorities responded to the call yesterday morning near Berlin. He was flown to the hospital where he died. The shooter and the victim were members of the same hunting party. A winner is declared in the sheriff's race in La Crosse County, where the county clerk says Democrat John Siegel won by 175 votes. His opponent asked for a limited recount, and only one new vote was found. The Wisconsin Badgers football team will play in a bowl game for the 21st straight season after beating Nebraska Saturday. Wisconsin hosts Minnesota to close out the regular season this week. Tonight, the Bucks host Portland. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Lows dip down to about 26.
Tonight,
clear skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 48. Highs level off around 47. Thursday, with a chance for scattered showers. 42, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 18 degrees.
I find your lack of Devil Radio 92.7 disturbing. Do not fail me.
Oh, we're going to talk about the money that's in the state budget surplus and the money that the Chrisleys liked to acquire and liked to show off on their reality show. But you can change the title now to Chrisley Knows Prison Best, based on that story coming up in a bit here. But first, at 6:16, some sports. Giannis scored 37 points and the Bucks pulled away in the second half to beat the Portland Trail Blazers Monday night, 119-111. Antetokounmpo made 16 of his 24 field goal attempts, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Milwaukee now improved to 12-4 on the season, 9-1 at home. Bucks guard Jrue Holiday scored 13 of his 17 points in the fourth quarter, including a shot from behind the backboard. Holiday opened the quarter with a three-pointer to give the Bucks a lead, and he actually had Milwaukee's first 9 points of the third quarter. The Bucks will host Chicago on Wednesday, tomorrow. The Marquette women's basketball team, we mentioned yesterday that they had knocked off a number three ranked team in the nation and had advanced to the finals of the Battle for Atlantis tournament in the Bahamas. They did end up losing, the Marquette women did, to 20th ranked UCLA in the championship game of that particular battle. Well, we mentioned the state budget surplus frequently over the past year, and frankly, should not have to be mentioning it right now. That opportunity that came up during the course of the year, finding out that the state was bringing in more money than expected because of careful and quality management of the state economy, could have been put to work at any point during this year. But the Republican legislature chose not to come back into session, and the money continues to pile up. and Governor Evers' office announced on Monday the state budget surplus is now forecast to hit $6.6 billion by the end of next June when the current state budget expires. This record high amount of black ink reflects a state economy that bounced back much stronger than expected when the current budget was being written in the spring of 2021. That's the way the state budget works, is that every other year in the spring, they write a two-year budget that takes effect on July 1st. So this current budget was written in the spring of 2021, a year into the coronavirus pandemic and the resulting economic slump. And then projections were made for, you know, when that budget period ends, which would be at the end of June 2023. And it turns out those projections were way off in a good way, that the economy is doing much better than people expected in the spring of 2021. So with that good economy and good management of it, there now are opportunities to right some wrongs and fix some errors in state spending, in the way that state budgets are written and allocated. And during his election campaign, Governor Evers offered some specific plans for the surplus, including $600 million in tax cuts, including a 10% tax cut for households making under $100,000 a year. He also proposed a $2 billion increase in K-12 school funding, and then all sorts of targeted tax breaks for children, for caregivers, for seniors, for veterans, for farmers. And yet Republicans who put themselves on a paid vacation at the start of March never came back into session to put the surplus to work for Wisconsinites. And reacting to the news, the two Republicans who co-chair the legislature's powerful Joint Finance Committee managed to wrongly imply that Evers sees the surplus as a blank check, and they're going to make sure that's not the case. That, again, is a very bad faith argument. The governor and the legislators all know perfectly well that any plan for the surplus and any plan for the next state budget will require both parties to come to an agreement, which is why we keep talking about having this be a win-win. There will be no greater opportunity, I guarantee you this, in our lifetimes, in Wisconsin state government history, there will be no greater opportunity to take a good, hard look at the budget and say, what are the things that we can fix here? Starting with a historical imbalance in what K-12, our neighborhood public schools, are receiving as opposed to what's going to private, religious, and for-profit schools, and the revenue sharing, the system that is has been just broken and has left local governments starved for resources to continue even basic services, that has even put law enforcement services on the potential chopping block. It's, again, one of those ironic things that the very people on the Republican side who are yelling that some people want to defund the police are, in fact, the very people who want to defund the police. Not that they want to, but their anti-tax, anti-spending zeal has left local governments lacking what they need to provide these basic services. And it's not like the local governments can then hike property taxes at the local level to make up for it. There are these state spending and tax limits that the legislature imposes on school districts and on local governments. And so if they wanted to levy, you know, an additional local sales tax or something like that, they would have to get the legislature's approval. So this is where the legislature and the governor could get creative in a good way, if Republicans wanted to do this. And I need to start by making one thing crystal clear. That $6.6 billion surplus does not all have to be spent to be put to work. I think that there are Republicans and taxpayers that think that what's going to happen here is that the state is somehow going to go on a $6 billion spending spree. When what you can do, remember, that surplus doesn't even include what's been set aside in the rainy day fund, which is coming up on $2 billion additional dollars in there. But that money can be allocated in different ways to give you those structural reforms that are good for the long-term health of state government and the services it provides, and local government and the services it provides. It doesn't all have to go out the door. It can be put to work in such a way that over a period of years, school districts are able to make needed repairs, projects, hire and retain teachers without having to go to voters to hike local property taxes. Infrastructure improvements can continue to be made. Yes, we're getting, more broadband all the time around the state. Imagine how much more could get done, how much faster everybody's internet speeds could be if, again, a long-range plan were set up that would benefit both rural Wisconsin, urban Wisconsin, suburban Wisconsin, and on it goes. I mean, there's just, again, I'm just going to keep talking about opportunity. The opportunity is there. Now, we know that it's not going to come from the leadership in on the Republican side. There's simply too much hay to be made by constantly talking about, shrinking government to the size where you can drown in the bathtub. But I know from my time in the legislature that there are rank and file members who, given the chance, could put something together across the aisle, at least starting with, what do we think would be the best possible circumstance for both Republicans and Democrats to put the surplus to work, not just over the course of the next year or 2 years, but, over the long term, if need be? Identify that plan, publicize that plan on a bipartisan basis, even though some of your party leaders are going to yell at you. Some of the Republican leaders are going to say, hey, you're making us look bad. There's too much spending in here. And some Democratic leaders will say to these rank and file members, hey, what, corporate taxes are already too low. Why are you agreeing to another corporate tax cut? Because that's going to be the way to get to an agreement, is that both sides or both parties are going to see something in there that they'd rather not do. But in exchange for what they can get done for Wisconsin, they can put it to work, especially if both sides don't put in poison pills. So long as the parties, again, negotiate in good faith. And I'm not saying I have a lot of confidence in that, but you have to start someplace. And I'm going to start from a place of optimism. In terms of other people who have a lot of money, or at least did, but now their surplus is gone, the reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley. They were sentenced Monday to lengthy prison terms after being convicted earlier this year on charges including bank fraud and tax evasion. U.S. District Judge Eleanor Ross in Atlanta gave Todd Chrisley 12 years in prison. Julie Chrisley got 7 years behind bars, plus some form of restitution to be determined later that they'll have to pay back. The Chrisleys gained fame with their show Chrisley Knows Best, which follows their tight-knit but boisterous family. Federal prosecutors say the couple engaged in extensive bank fraud schemes, then hid their wealth from tax authorities while flaunting their lavish lifestyle. Prosecutors wrote in a pre-sentencing court filing, the Chrisleys have built an empire based on the lie that their wealth came from dedication and hard work. The jury's unanimous verdict sets the record straight. Todd and Julie Chrisley are career swindlers who have made a living by jumping from one fraud scheme to another, lying to banks, stiffing vendors, and evading taxes at every corner. That sounds so much like another family I know that has not yet found out the same fate as Todd and Julie Chrisley. Equally annoying, equally on TV so often, saying that so much of what they did came from hard work, when instead it turned out they were grifters. They were criminals. They were criminals in nice houses. They were criminals in fancy cars, and criminals who, would joke now and then and tried to be just like you and me. But they're not like you and me, because we don't defraud banks. We don't cheat out on our taxes. We pay our fair share. Frankly, we pay more than our fair share because of, again, the millionaires and billionaires who find ways to hide their wealth. And they treat it as a game. And again, to do it so openly, to go ahead and create a reality TV show around you, to have it done, it is the very definition of hiding in plain sight. And that's what these criminals were doing, in defrauding banks that then have to turn around and charge higher interest rates to people like you and me. We pay for this crime. We all do. And so nobody should feel bad that Todd Chrisley's getting 12 years, Julie Chrisley's getting 7 years, Elizabeth Holmes was sentenced the other day, even though she's got little kids. And people said, hey, welcome to the American judicial system, where plenty of women of color and such have children too, that they can't take care of because they've done the crime. They have to do the time. So there's not going to be a lot of sympathy here for the Chrisleys. Actually, there's not going to be any at all. Coming up after this break, we're going to talk to Rebecca Cook, former, perhaps future, candidate for Congress, and talk about what rural Wisconsin is going to need in the coming year from the new Congress and the new legislature. This is Up North News Radio.
Devil Radio, your fix for progressive news talk from Black Earth to Columbus. Always streaming at darnwi.com.
Hi, this is Brad from Zero Res. If you need someone to help with your carpet cleaning, business, or residence, please give us a call. We have the best system available and an amazing team of friendly technicians. Call us at 848-9000 or schedule online at zeroresmadison.com.
This is Chad Spate. In 1992, I moved to Madison to pursue a PhD at UW, and I started a residential remodeling company called Chad's Carpentry. I was eager to make a difference, to change the world, and I soon realized that our remodeling company was a great place to start. We pride ourselves on understanding how houses work so that your home improvement project actually improves your home, and we love what we do. To learn more, go to chadsdesignbuild.com, and thank you, Madison, for 30 great years.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Madison, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on Devil's Radio, WTTN 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on Devil Radio, WTTN Madison.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are...
Follow Up North News with our daily newsletter. Go to our website, upnorthnewswi.com, and click newsletter on the top banner. Once again, here's Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, and don't forget, we also have our question of the week online at our Facebook page. If you scroll down a bit, you'll see a little graphic. And basically, all we're asking you is the same question that voters in Dunn County were asked in an advisory referendum on Election Day. And that is, how do you feel about a national health insurance program? That's all we're going to say. It's a national nonprofit plan that would cover medical expenses for all Americans. And it narrowly passed in Dunn County with 51.5% of the vote. Even though, again, it's a Republican, conservative-led county, so plenty of conservatives know that the system needs fixing one way or another. We want to know your thoughts. You can leave those comments underneath that little graphic asking that question over on the Up North News Facebook page. Rebecca Cook joins us now, former Democratic candidate for Congress, business owner, advocate, and ready basically just to, again, help us talk about rural Wisconsin, what it needs, its value, the things that our elected leaders need to know, and our expectations for such leaders. Some of them are high, some of them are not so high. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for
nice
having me.
Nice to see you again. Thanks for staying out there and letting people know that they have a voice, for you, especially in that third congressional district where, there's going to be new representation for the first time in 26 years, and you and Brad Paff and Deb Baldus McGrath and Mark Newman all made the case for what things are going to be needed. And Becca, I don't think those needs are going to change at all what people in rural central and western Wisconsin should come to expect from somebody representing them in Congress or the legislature.
Yeah. 1,000%. And I think, one of the things that you saw within the primary election was a robust exchange of ideas. I think as Democrats, we really had an agreement. We didn't differ too much on the issues themselves. And one thing that I don't think that we've seen from, Derek Van Orden is really an idea of how he's going to lead and what kind of policies he's going to bring forth. If you go to, you were talking about healthcare at the beginning of the segment. If you go to his campaign webpage, his healthcare statement is a sentence long. So I think for us as people that were really participatory in the process of, democracy and this exchange of ideas, I'm really interested to see what kind of leadership we're going to see out of Derek and specifically what he's going to do, because he didn't really lay out a strategic plan within his campaign.
No, he did not. And he did not get to be asked much about that because of what he did. He basically chickened out of almost every opportunity to answer questions from the public. And I said in the wake of that it probably is time to reimagine what these things should look like, because like it or not, more and more candidates are skipping them. To me, there's too many opportunities where people are looking for zingers and gotcha moments. And what we really need is something that's more like a job interview. And so I want to pivot to what you think Democrats and progressives could be doing differently in districts like yours. For me, it would start with, build a better mousetrap in terms of, you know, talking, letting the candidates talk to the people and answer some tough questions. But right. What else has been on your, to-do list in terms of thinking about what else can be done by progressives and Democrats around the state, to have better performances in 2024 and beyond?
Right. Well, I mean, I think it starts off at the beginning with recruitment. And thinking about the kind of candidates that we're asking to step up to the plate, to take on running for office. And, in a lot of rural counties, the people that are the current leaders of those counties are, the folks.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
On November 2nd, 2022, WAUK Radio LLC, licensee of WAUK 540 Jackson, Wisconsin, filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission for assignment of license. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information about how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit https://publicfiles.fcc.gov/ and search in the WAUK Public Inspection File.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Really showed me that it's not that they're looking to be part of the traditional Republican caucus, but to be part of an extremist caucus that right. is simply looking to make noise for the sake of getting on right-wing media. And again, playing to the base, and playing to the base doesn't do you any good in a purple district like the third.
Mm-hmm. I think that's super true. And I think that a real leader in this district works to connect with people on both sides of the aisle. To me, you know, when your party is in power in the House, it's like, how are you building bipartisan relationships? How are you getting legislation passed? What are you specifically going to be doing for the people that elected you to serve them? And I'm curious to see, with such a thin issues page throughout the campaign, an aversion to debates, what Derek actually steps up to accomplish for people, how he really stays connected at a local level with folks in this district and listens to them. So, mm-hmm.
That will be interesting, you know, to put it mildly. But you know, we're going to talk to you and hear other voices throughout the, you know, third district and other districts across Wisconsin as we move forward in some of those particular areas. You know, you're a small business owner. Talk to me about what, you know, small business owners would like to see in this new Congress and from the legislature, and especially women-owned businesses that might have a different set of needs or legislative priorities. What should we be looking for in order to hold our incumbents accountable?
Yeah, I think some of the things I think about is healthcare access. You know, I'm somebody who's gotten my healthcare through the exchange, and it doesn't cover a lot. It's, you know, catastrophic health insurance. So how are we making healthcare more affordable for those folks that want to step out, you know, and take on being an entrepreneur, which brings a lot of risks and challenges in and of itself. And so how do we expand healthcare coverage where it's, you know, one, more affordable and accessible? I'm somebody that, you know, throughout when I was running on my campaign, also want to see, you know, Medicare expanded, which is not obviously for my age group or demographic, but those are things I think about as like the economic security of seniors and of my parents, and how are they going to age with dignity, you know, while I'm running a small business and that kind of thing. I also think it comes down to, you know, childcare access. I don't have children, but
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local.
You are listening to WTTN 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison. Always streaming on the Devil Radio app.